The Purple Project Podcast. It is officially the weekend. Eddie Greer here for another edition of Triple P Daily, where I usually talk about Kansas State athletics, where your host currently lives, Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. I am recording this Friday, March 25th, 2022. Real quick, not going to be too long, obviously. This will be out tomorrow morning, obviously. We'll have more on the track team. A couple of individuals set a couple of records at the Tex Relays. We're getting all of that. Busy for the track team as well. They got to go there either at Tex Relays, Emporia State, or another location as well. They're going to do a split squad between now and Saturday as well. We'll get you caught up on all that other stuff as well. K-State baseball on the road. They lost to Air Force. We updated a little bit, I believe, on one of the dailies that was posted this week. I talked about K-State being undefeated, or trying to stay undefeated at 20, where they lost to Air Force the other night, 4-3 in the game. Jermon Forjado got the loss in this game as well. And before I dive on into kind of a recap, man, some recording this prior to their first game against TCU, it's been a common theme for K-State sports, opening on the road against conference play, conference opponents. For baseball, it's 19th ranked TCU, and they did not need to lose that ball game the other day against Air Force. K-State only scored 3 runs, 9 hits, and made a lot of mistakes. 3 errors and left 9 on base. Air Force scored 4 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors, and they left more runners than K-State did. 2 more runners than K-State did as well. Wildcats failed to reach double-digit hits for the first time all year long. A streak that goes back to late last year. 9 games there as well. Culpepper, the star shortstop hit his first career home run for K-State in the third inning with a deep solo shot there. Also, Goodwin and Nikoloff had produced 2 hits in the game each as well. Each team had 2 extra base hits, a double, and a home run as well. Forjado, the star who lost this game, struck out 4, walked 3. And, of course, I just said, got the loss. Wildcats pitchers combined for 12 strikeouts and 6 walks in Air Force. Garcia, I don't have the first name in front of me right now, had a 3-for-5 game in this one, including a bomb in this one. Grieving added 2 more hits for Air Force while Joe doubled. Gehring also collected his 5th save of the season for Air Force there as well. K-State now leads the all-time series 13-4. And this was the first meeting against these two squads going back to 2014. K-State, yeah, suffered its first loss of the year. Now they're 6-1 at home. Dom Johnson, it takes us this late in the podcast to mention him. He's extended his hitting streak to 14 games, heading into the Knights ball game, game 1. It's recording this right now. We'll be getting going here very shortly, actually. And then, of course, not relative Cole Johnson. He had coming into this game has a 12 game on base streak. Mr. Nikoloff comes into this game having a 13 game hitting streak as well. Yeah, K-State's 8 game winning streak gets snapped, the longest since 2014, and the Cats lose their first home game while having a beaten streak in that same sentence as well. Again, the series starts tonight against TCU, again, ranked 19th. So, Nicole said earlier this week on the podcast, the weekly edition, we have 2 out, actually, this week. Instead of a half hour, you got 2 this week, and we got the other one we posted momentarily with Reggie Stubblefield, a.k.a. Sauce Boss. Stop by, put his flavor on the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly. Not going to spoil that. That's going to be up immediately. And when this podcast comes out, that's out. Wherever you get your podcast, you guys going to enjoy that. And lot more as well. Tennis is in action as well this weekend. So we got tennis, track. Track is just all over the place, trying to keep up with them. K-State baseball is in Fort Worth, and they're getting ready for there to open tonight their three-game series against TCU. K-State baseball, Pete Hughes' squad now is 11-8 on the year, and I'm just exhausted. It's been one of those weeks this week, but up and down. But for the podcast continuing to move in a strong positive direction with all these good guests, three guests in the books for the Triple P. And if you don't have this podcast with the other K-State podcast, and I don't know what you've been missing. You've been missing a whole lot then, because we've been posting almost every day on these daily. So if you, I haven't posted much because of the weekly editions. I posted one midweek, and this one's about to go up here tonight in the middle of all the rest of these Sweet 16 NCAA tournament games as well. Number one overall seed goes down. Gonzaga goes down, upset by Arkansas and Duke. Texas Tech gave them a run for their money, but Duke finds that strong surge, pulls away, and keeps Mike Krzyzewski's farewell tour in check. They're playing tomorrow night. Duke there stays alive. Texas Tech there could not make the plays down the stretch there, loses. So I believe, at least as far as this recording anyways, Iowa State. Who would have said this? Iowa State. Now, again, keep this in mind when this podcast comes out tomorrow. We're going to know what the fate Iowa State has. So Iowa State, the lone Big 12 team. Who would have had that on their bingo cards, folks? Woo! Who would have thought Iowa State, and again, Iowa State came in here in their bracket, the 11th seed, and they're playing the number 10 seed in Miami. Oh, I gotta take that back. Kansas is playing. So yeah, Kansas, Iowa State. Sorry, y'all not the only ones playing. Kansas and Iowa State, they both play tonight, and they're the last two Big 12 teams. And of course, this is a perfect transition to wrap the daily weekend edition. K-State and of course our new head coach Jerome Tang. We hope to be in the spot next year. Obviously, the 25th head coach named in men's basketball yesterday. So, yeah, I want to put that out there again. Congratulations to Coach Tang. The Tang era begins this week officially as he continues to get his staff together. And I believe he already taught, well, the majority of the players, actually, who are coming back, where it's in that press conference. Well, I still need to finish that up this weekend. I will do that. That is my goal for the rest of the weekend, is to get that, watch that, get finished with that, and get pumped up. I'm already excited for him as well. Of course, the second African-American. That's already history by itself. That's important. That's what a lot of people are missing here, is obviously you stick out more. And I'm excited for Coach Jerome being put in a spot. Hey, I mean, when Gene Taylor came, the new AD as K-State, he did not hire Bruce Weber, obviously. That was John Curry's hire. Now, AD Gene, you got your man. We're all excited. Hey, let's get to work. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned. This weekend, we will have the updates on the track team at multiple spots in the Midwest this weekend. And the tennis team in action this weekend, as well as K-State baseball hopes to get off on the right foot in Big 12 conference play. Go Cats, Eddie Greer III. Appreciate you. The Purple Project Podcast continues.